Osaka's number one, 91.3 FM. The Power FM Lifetime Week is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you hot off the press news from Osaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Ministry of Community Development and Social Services targeting over 96,500 women beneficiaries under the Expand Girls Education and Women's Empowerment Project. Government reaffirms commitment to address challenges in the emerald small-scale mining sector. In international news, U.S. missions in Nigeria threaten to ban visas for corrupt high-profile figures. In sports news, U.S. mission. In sports news, FAS, FIFA to host club professionalization program in Indola.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Ministry of Mines and Mineral Resources Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kavita has disclosed that the government is working around mechanisms to address challenges in the emerald small-scale mining sector. Dr. Kavita said recent studies regarding the Emirates small-scale mining companies brought out recommendations on the need for consolidation among these companies, as this will ensure transparency and accountability in operations. He said government officials from Gitwe and Lusaka are coordinating with the Federation of the Small-Scale Emirate Association of Zambia to see if like-minded entities can consolidate and form bigger facilities. Mr. Kavita said once consolidated, it will create economies of scope and the issue of exploration can be done more effectively. He added that it is the government's desire to see the emerald small-scale miners succeed, but the only challenge with those already in operation is that they may not be declaring detailed production requirements.
We commissioned this study, and in that study there are specific recommendations that there must be consolidation among the small-scale mining companies. So the team in Kitwe and the team from Osaka are ideally coordinating with the Federation of the Small-Scale Emerald Association of Zambia, trying to see if those like-minded entities can consolidate and create bigger facilities. Now, when that is done, it will create economies of scope, and the things like exploration can be done more effectively. So really, that is what I can say. We would want the emerald small-scale miners to succeed. But the challenge I'm having is that those who are currently operating, they may not be declaring their production return. And that's not good for us as a country.
Meanwhile, Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association President Victor Kabesha has reiterated the need to increase emerald production by ensuring that more large-scale emerald minings are brought on board, as well as empowering the small-scale mining firms. Speaking on Parliament TV yesterday, Mr. Kabesha noted that the historical challenge of low production figures have been exacerbated by lack of geological information and financing for small-scale miners. He welcomed the government's initiative to conduct a countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey, describing it as a critical step towards resolving long-standing obstacles.
When we had enough produce, so in Ghana, the other time the president was saying for the first time we had gold that was collected from small-scale miners, that beats their life scale. So it means even in this country, if we put our acts together, we'll be able to collect much more gold. For the emerald sector, I think it's high time that we awaken the sleeping giants. Our minister is here. We know there will be, I think there are two competitive mines, Grizzly and Kajam, but we're not going to continue clapping for the two. We need to have many more come on board. As you're aware, there's one more large scale that is opening in Lufanyama, and we want now the small scale also to briefly start contributing. And how do we do that? We are appealing to government through the speech that we got from the president. There will be an ESM fund. There will be, so through that ESM fund, we request that instead of even giving us funds, let's buy some basic equipment like cod drilling machine, even one in Lufanyama, a few excavators and dump trucks as a loan to us. And then we'll start extracting and start paying back the loan. And then we'll see much more emeralds on the market than just...
In a separate development, the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has disclosed that it plans to expand the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihood GEWO project between 2025 and 2028, with an additional 96,500 women expected to benefit countrywide. Acting Community Development and Social Services Minister Elvis Nkandu told Parliament during the question for oral answer session that the project is specifically designed to empower women and does not discriminate based on marital status. While men are not direct beneficiaries, Mr. Nkandu noted that they may benefit indirectly through empowered women within their households. Highlighting achievements under the project, Mr. Nkandu said the GEWO initiative has recorded notable progress in Chadiza district. Through the Keeping Girls in School component, the project has successfully supported thousands of girls. In 2019, a total of 214 girls were enrolled, with the number rising to 587 in 2021 and 1,241 in 2022, following enhanced sensitization efforts. As of 2025, 525 girls are currently enrolled in the program. The project has also made significant strides under the Supporting Women's Livelihoods Initiative, which has financially empowered 1,579 women in Chadiza since its inception. The support has enabled women to strengthen their economic activities and improve household welfare. Mr. Nkandu emphasized that the government remains committed to expanding the GEWO project, a plea for more women and girls across the country.
The program was first implemented in the district in 2020 on a November. While they were not considered under phase 5 and 6, which ran from 2023 to 2024 due to reduced caseloads as it fared to about. We are considering increasing the number. So the ministry has planned to increase the number of beneficiaries. And in 2025 to 2028, the ministry will support an additional 96,500 women, and this is countrywide, 96,500 will be added to the program under the Supporting Women's Livelihood component, which is now being called Supporting Women's Livelihood Climate Smart Productive Inclusion.
In another development, the Zambia Union for Persons with Disabilities is calling on government to increase funding towards programs that improve the welfare of persons with disabilities. Union General Secretary Kingsley Ngosa told Parasan Copperbelt News Bureau that more budgetary support would help persons with disabilities access funding and overcome the unique challenges they face. Mr. Ngosa said the proposal, if adopted, would allow persons with disabilities to lead more dignified and dependent lives. He noted that despite ongoing development programs, many people with disabilities are being left behind due to limited inclusive planning and unequal distribution of resources. The union leader further urged members of parliament and councillors to demonstrate political will by implementing policies that truly affect marginalized groups. He stressed that inclusion should not remain a policy on paper, but a reality for every Zambian. Mr. Ngosa also challenged government agencies and the private sector to work together in creating skills development programs and employment opportunities for persons with disabilities, saying sustainable empowerment requires more than social assistance, but deliberate investment in human capital.
10%, because the government has money that they give CDF, 8.6 million kwacha. So you are aware that a lot of people do apply. So it is very difficult for a person who is disabled to just get a grant. So our view as a union is that 10% should also be allocated specifically for persons with disabilities.
In international news, the U.S. missions in Nigeria says it will bar government officials and other high-profile individuals from entering the United States if they are found to be corrupt. In a post on social media platforms,